cerita. Untuk 5 menit coba kau mengambil alih dunia. Ada masanya kita
Here is the 12 o'clock news. Indonesia calls for joint action against online scams, data theft. Ensuring clean water for all, collaboration key in Indonesia. Here is the complete details. Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs has called for joint efforts from all stakeholders, including the government, private sector, and the public, to safeguard the country's e-commerce ecosystem. Head of the Minister's Digital Literacy Development Center, Rizky Amelia, said on Wednesday in Jakarta that the responsibility does not lie solely with platform operators, but also with the government, community, and the media to help strengthen the ecosystem. Coordinating Ministry for Infrastructure and Regional Development stated that Indonesia's clean water needs can be met through collaboration and appropriate funding. The Minister's Deputy for Basic Infrastructure Coordination, Rahmat Khaimuddin, on Wednesday in Jakarta emphasized the challenges in providing clean water for all Indonesians can be overcome. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world. Hello, Voice of Indonesia's listeners. Welcome back to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with me, Yunika, as your host for the next 6 hours, bringing you the updates from all across Indonesia and, of course, music from Indonesia. Right now, I'm going to play you, of course, an upbeat song to open the session of the day with me on the afternoon session with a very sassy song from T2, an iconic girl band from Indonesia. It's a duo. They are iconic, and one of their most iconic songs is entitled Kupunya Pacar.
Punya pacar, tidak tahu buat apa, tidak tahu bisa apa, tapi mau jadi pacar. Ku punya pacar, tidak sadar punya pacar, bikin susah jadi pacar, karena sudah punya pacar. Ku punya pacar, tapi malas sekali, bikin kesal sekali, ku tinggal berkali-kali. Ku punya pacar, sudah mantap jadi pacar, tapi tidak seksi, tidak ada chemistry. Yeah yeah, kalau begini terus begini, lama-lama jalan sama kamu, ku bisa jadi enak. sikat gigi. Jadi jangan bau wangi. Ku punya pacar, sudah mantap jadi pacar. Tapi tidak seksi, tidak ada chemistry. Yeah yeah. Kalau begini, terus begini, lama-lama jalan sama kamu, ku bisa jadi enak. Enak, enak. Kalau begini, terus begini, lama-lama jalan sama kamu, ku bisa jadi bosan.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted.
such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bang Song can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bang Song, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purusa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Semua yang terjadi, mengapa kau masih berbesar hati? Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa layakku gagal sehari semalam tanpa perlu alasan? Aku kau maafkan. Dari pari ku pernah masih tak kutemukan daripada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari, tinggalkanku di saat semuanya pergi. Dari tadi ku pernah yakin aku temukan hati yang lebih menawan. Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apa layakku gagal sehari semalam tanpa perlu alasan? Aku kau maafkan. Dari ku pernah masih tak ketemukan pada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari, tinggalkanku saat semuanya pergi. Dari ku pernah yakin aku temukan hati yang lebih menawan. Tak mudah tuh mengerti, tak mudah menahan hati. Tapi kau malah memilih di sini dan seperti janji. Dari pernah masih tak ketemukan pada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lagi, tinggalkan ku dan semuanya pergi. Dari tadi ku pandang, yakin takut temukan manusia paling ku sayang.
Open your eyes, open your mind.
is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Pasuruan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. The features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Di kehidupanmu
again, I kissed that girl again, but suddenly it must come to an end. Stop smiling, you know you're so annoying. Your cheeks, your lips, your hips, oh it's so tempting. If she really finds that I'll be down there walking. Your eyes are blue, so good to be true. I just can't stop thinking about you. Oh, though we are far apart, you are still my best bud. So here we go again, I've fallen in love again. Please don't tell that we're gonna be a friend. Your love is sweet as honey in the spring. Romantic places, you'll be the queen. This time love, you were always in my dream. Suddenly it must come to an end. so smiling, you know you were so annoying. Your cheeks, your lips, your hips, have it so tempting. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. If she really finds out, I'll be down there walking. I'm just a fan living my fantasy, falling in love with a girl I can't see. Fly miles away with all my dignity, saving all my fireworks. Will you ever notice me? Will you ever notice me?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on viewernews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cooked to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ketika kamu dalam satu cinta yang baru saja satu, ku coba untuk mengenalmu, membaca kamu.
Oh, lamakah kita bertahan? Setiap tingkahku membuatmu bertanya padaku,
apakah kamu benar-benar sayang aku?
Tentu saja aku benar sayang kamu.
Buktikanlah, buktikan, coba buktikan padaku.
Hati ini, cinta ini, hanya butuh, hanya ini dirimu. Dirimu selamanya.
Buktikanlah, buktikan, coba buktikan kepadaku. Dua minggu telah berlalu, masih saja ku tunggu dirimu dari dugaanku. Rasa dalam tubuhku, benarkah aku salahkah aku? Yang selalu meragukan cintamu.
Apakah kita berhati? Setiap tingkahku membuatmu bertanya padaku,
apakah kamu benar-benar sayang aku?
Tentu saja aku benar sayang kamu.
Buktikanlah, buktikan, coba buktikan padaku.
Ini cinta ini hanya butuh, hanya ingin dirimu selamanya.
Buktikanlah, coba buktikan kepadaku.
Ku akan membuktikan,
ku akan menyaksikan.
Hanyalah kepercayaan yang bisa membuatmu kita bertahan. Semoga
peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt. Paling peres is Sundanese. I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil, minyak angin, warming oil. My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat.
yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Acing Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundani Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu. Jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul
what
itu
dangerous
harus
is
diam
avoiding.
Gitu.
So just stand still if you are going to be hit because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts.
Nah, yang menghindar itu yang bahaya.
Those who avoid
kalau mau
will
dipukul
hurt
itu
instead.
Harus diam gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed. But it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram sub-district, Cigasong district, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpurum, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simpurum Subdistrict, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotan bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of cloth to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong in which people hit and are hit for 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan gitu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi gitu. Jadi Sampyong itu memukul dan memukul 3 kali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, as Kempo Palet is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempol Peret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Peret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, The gumball porridge is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of ice gumball porridge, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
I've heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Forders No List 2025. Forders Travel wrote,
Rapid, unchecked development spurred by over-tourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse. Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapa Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Mayen.
So this is going to be interesting, okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude and talk about beans or rubbish that talk about behavior, because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action.
Uh-huh.
And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability, and for make change the attitude and behavior. That's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
activity every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this
absolutely.
Hours of morning.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because of they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action minimums. They're not throw the rubbish everywhere, and we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people, all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
It's clean, and we have not only the clean up is not only from us.
Okay.
This is from the sellers. Along the beach, every morning they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach, automatically because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule. So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists, so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali, as well in Indonesia, as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali,
they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand,
wow.
The good white for surfing,
yeah.
And the good water for swimming,
yeah.
As well for jogging and
people jog,
yeah,
around,
for sightseeing.
Yeah.
This is nice beach in the world. So most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when they come to Legian Beach. Not only the beach.
Not only the beach.
Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity.
Surfing activity.
Learn to surf.
Okay.
And then they can do a sport on the beach like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Volley.
And a family activity like sand carving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool.
see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in the month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up.
So,
and other hotels, they are automatically every day
do it too.
So it means we already give an impact for the sense of belonging to
the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city.
Yes, right? Yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize that how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone. And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here.
Yeah.
To doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency. So my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area,
yeah.
Easy to get the dollars. They have to maintenance their area,
yeah.
Which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure. So as well, take action with their what we call that physicists or morals.
Okay.
How to keep our destination still clean, safety, and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right?
Yeah.
So this place, Bupal, Legian, Canggu, even it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the impact and the impact of those crowded states?
thing. Okay. Development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the infestation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments, our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity, as well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like drugs and you can see in the news.
Many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what what they can do or not doing. As like they climbing the sacred temple. They doing not ethical attitude on the road. As like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet, and many more bad manner. So this is we have to educate the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali. We have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the?
Okay, from the government already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They inform with the local, so they see the local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. What happen next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environments is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. You gotta give it a pause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papus Panegara, who lives in it, chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby. Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots. Grassroots to catching, chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government been give me award as pemuda pelopor, they call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environments, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing. And for a moment, I think what I have been doing here, then the people thinks they that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice, it's a duty we carry wherever we go.